Stubborn husband, stubborn wife. Once upon a time that might seem not so long ago, there was a husband who spent his days sitting on a bench on the front porch, while his wife did all the cooking, cleaning, mending, repairing, and gardening. Well, you know, after a time, this did not sit too well with the wife. So the two, in between sitting and mending, argued constantly. "Why do you forever sit here and do nothing while I work myself to death?" asked the wife. "Well, dear wife, I am thinking deep thoughts," said the husband.
"That will be the day, you thinking deep thoughts. Why, as deep as a swine's tail is long. The cow is mooing in the barn. She needs milking and feeding. Go and do it, husband, for it is man's work."
"Oh, no, indeed, it is not. For it is for men to do the ordering, and women to do the obeying."
"Tisk, tisk, dear husband, I do believe that real men work."
"Well, well, dear wife, I inherited this good farm from my father. I pay a shepherd to take care of our goats and sheep who provide us with wool and cheese. So, my dear wife, I do provide for you. Now you must tend to the cow."
You provide for me? That will be the day. All you provide me with is misery and an aching back."
And so the two argued back and forth and back and forth all day long until they stopped short. "Wife, I have an idea."
"No, husband, it is I who has an idea."
"Oh, no, wife, it is I."
"Oh, no, husband, it is I."
And so they started arguing again, back and forth and back and forth, until they discovered they had the same idea. A contest. Whoever would speak first would feed and milk the cow from then on, and each thinking himself or herself would be the obvious winner, they agreed. That night when they went to bed, for the first time in ages, they went to bed in silence. The next morning, the wife awoke and, as always, began her chores, while her husband sat on the porch and thought deep thoughts.
"He will drive me to swear out loud if I stay here any longer," she thought, and decided to stop her chores and go visit a friend.
The husband watched her leave and wondered in great suspicion just what she was up to. A short time later, a beggar came by the house. He saw the husband on the porch, and he asked for a morsel of food. "For my starving family, of course." The husband was about to reply,
"Off with you, you pathetic excuse for a human being."
And he remembered his bet with his wife.
"Aha," he thought. "This is someone my wife hired to get me to talk. She must be watching nearby to see if her plan worked. Well, I'll show her. And say nothing to this beggar man."
And so he sat there in silence, leaving the beggar to think. The husband had given silent approval for him to go inside and help himself to something to eat. So he went in and loaded his pockets, then loaded them some more until they were bulging, and then he left.
It was all the husband could do to refrain from yelling out to the beggar, "Stop, thief, stop!" But he remembered his wager with his wife.
And out of great pride, he would never be the first to speak. A short time later, a traveling barber came by, saw the husband on the porch, and asked if he would like to have his beard trimmed. The husband did not recognize the man, and thinking that this was another of his wife's tricks to get him to talk, he decided to say nothing. The barber thought the husband to be some kind of pathetic simpleton, so out of the goodness of his heart, he started to cut the husband's beard. When he finished, he waited with his hand out, expecting some sort of tip, or at least a thank you. But the husband, in defiance to his wife, said nothing. The barber was angered by the rudeness of the husband and decided to teach him a lesson. He took his razor and he shaved off the husband's beard, and then he shaved off the husband's hair, and then he left. The husband, who was now completely hairless, was growing angrier and angrier at the thought of his wife's attempts to get him to talk, and he vowed vengeance. Fuming and scheming, with his eyes narrowing in anger and his mouth curled up in a pout, the husband sat still and silent as he faced the next visitor, no doubt also sent by his wife. She was an old woman who was peddling cosmetics and beauty secrets. Her eyesight was somewhat poor, and mistaking the husband for a woman, she said, "Oh, dear. Old lady, you could use a few beauty secrets, For she thought this was indeed an ugly woman who was in great need of her talents. The husband said nothing in response. "Oh, dear, dear lady, so ugly and deaf and dumb as well. Triply cursed, how terrible." So out of pity, she took out her cosmetics bag and began to apply rouge on his sallow cheeks, lipstick on his thin lips, and finally a wig for his bald head. There, you look ever so much prettier." But even with her bad eyesight, the old woman thought, "At a great distance, that is." Then she held out her hand for some kind of payment, or at least a thank you. But the husband did not move or speak. He had folded his arms across his chest and was making snorting sounds from his nose. The old cosmetics lady took her bag and ran. My wife has gone too far this time. I will make her pay dearly for this insult." In the meantime, a fourth visitor came to the front porch. It was a notorious thief who thought the strange-looking lady sitting on the porch would be no match for his thieving skills. "My dear, lovely lady, are you left home alone? And who would do such a thing to leave such a lovely thing as yourself all alone and defenseless?" The husband almost screamed, "Wife, I will get you for this." The thief gathered that the ridiculous-looking painted lady sitting on the front porch must be an idiot, so it would be very safe for him to go into the house and help himself to all its riches. And so he did, filling his sacks with precious carpets, vases, paintings, gold and silver coins. And then he left, waving a quick goodbye to the idiot girl sitting on the porch. "Oh, I will punish my wife until the day I die for all these foolish tricks." However, to my great credit, she still has not succeeded in making me talk, the husband thought. By then it was late, and the cow, who had been mooing for hours, broke out of the barn and decided to fend for herself. The wife found the cow wandering on the road as she was returning home and wondered what in the world was going on at her house. There she found a strange-looking woman sitting on her front porch.
Who are you? Where's my husband? I'm only gone a few hours and he's already taken up another wife?
Outed the husband. I won the bet. In spite of all your tricks, you ended up being the first to talk.
What are you talking about? The wife gazed incredulously at a ridiculous-looking husband. Do you mean you shaved off your beard and put on that rouge just to trick me into talking first?
Yes, I did.
Oh, she stormed into the house and found all their prized possessions missing. And husband, pray tell, what has happened to all our things? Who has stolen them?
Why, it was the thief you hired to come make me talk first. But I did not fall for any of your tricks.
What man I hired? What craziness are you talking about?
Well, you can stop this pretense now, dear wife. It is you who will be milking and tending to the cow. Ha! Ha! Ha!
Oh, foolish! Foolish man! You sat there watching a man steal our possessions, thinking I had hired him to do so?
Yup. I was wise to your tricks.
Oh! The wife was so angry. It was all she could do to even speak to her husband. So, you lost your hair, your pride, and all our possessions because you thought you would win the wager? Oh, husband, you are right. I will tend to the cow because I will be taking it with me. I am leaving you. I can no longer stay with such a stubborn, foolish man. Thinking that the contest should have been over by now, the husband watched in wonderment as he saw his wife leave with the cow. The wife continued walking to the village and asked if anyone had seen a man carrying a stuffed sack. A villager pointed towards the desert. She could just make out the form of the thief with a large sack on his back. She picked up the cow's halter and hurried after the thief. She caught up with him at an oasis and started to flirt with him. Hello. The thief was flattered by the attention of the woman.
Tell me, dear woman, why are you traveling alone? It is not safe to travel alone in the desert.
Well, dear sir, I was hoping I could travel with you.
The thief thought the woman had been charmed by him, so they began to travel together.
They arrived at an inn for the night and said they would take up together in the morning. When the thief was fast asleep, the woman arose and reclaimed the sack. Indeed, all her valuables were inside. She loaded the sack onto her calf and started to leave. But she thought she needed something to slow down the thief, who would no doubt be chasing after her. So she saw his shoes by the door of the inn and took flour and water, cooked them over a candle, then poured the dough into the thief's shoes. Then she took off into the desert. When the thief awoke and found the woman and the sack gone, he was angered by the thought that he had been duped. He would find that woman and he would make her pay. But when he went to put on his shoes, his feet would not fit in, since the dough had hardened like a brick, filling up his shoes. He tried chasing after her in his bare feet, but the hot sand burned his feet. Ow! Ow! And he was forced to turn back. In the meantime, the wife journeyed home, thinking about her husband. Ah, dear stubborn man.
When she arrived home, the husband was not sitting on the front porch. In a panic, she rushed inside the house to find the floor swept, soup cooking on the fire, water drawn from the well, and her husband outside, hanging up the wash. Stubborn husband, what are you doing?
Dear wife, I lost my hair, my fortune, and I thought I'd lost my wife because I have been a stubborn old fool.
The wife took over, hanging the clothes on the line. Dear husband, this is my work. Let me do it.
Then the cow mooed.
Then I will tend to the cow, dear wife. Oh, no, dear husband, I will do that too.
Oh, no, dear wife, I think I should do it.
Oh, no, dear husband, I will.
Oh, no, dear wife, I think I should.
And they started arguing again, back and forth and back and forth, until they looked at each other and started to laugh. And from that day on, the husband took care of the cow and the repairing and worked hard like any other husband. And the wife did the cooking and the cleaning like any other wife. And at night, after supper and a hard day's work, they both sat down on the front porch to think deep thoughts.